This is the weekend edition of Ozarks at Large. This week, the United States Supreme Court not only handed down the opinion on the Obama administration's health care law, but also decisions regarding mandatory life sentences without parole for juveniles and Arizona's immigration laws. Most of that state's immigration laws passed in the past few years were struck down. Just hours after that opinion was announced, a coalition of groups met in Springdale to discuss the opinion.
Hi, my name is Lowell Grisham.
Lowell Grisham, rector at St. Paul's Episcopal Church in Fayetteville, spoke at that press conference, and his comments are the latest in our ongoing In Their Own Words series.
And I want to start with some biblical mandates. There shall be for both you and the resident alien a single statute, a perpetual statute throughout your generations. You and the alien shall be alike before the Lord. That's from Numbers 15. And the alien who resides with you shall be to you as the citizen among you. You shall love the alien as yourself, for you were aliens in the land of Egypt. That comes from Leviticus. Jesus told us to love our neighbors as ourselves. And when a lawyer tried to narrow the field, who's my neighbor? Let's clarify that. Jesus told a story about a foreigner, an alien, the Good Samaritan, who was the hero of the story and who showed what it meant to be a neighbor, and that is to be compassionate to anyone in need. And the illustration was about a stranger. The Arizona statute was a law founded on fear and on prejudice. The Bible tells us 365 times, do not be afraid, be not afraid, fear not. We don't make good laws when we are afraid. I'm a Bible believer, I'm a Christian, a follower of Jesus, and I agree with Roman Catholic Bishop Taylor and with the Arkansas Methodist who produced the wonderful documentary Gospel Without Boundaries. Our current immigration system is evil. It is broken. It is as immoral as the Jim Crow laws enforcing legal segregation during my childhood. It needs to be reformed. It needs to be changed. And that needs to be done at the national level, not done by states. And when I heard that the Arizona check your papers requirement was not struck down, I thought immediately of Archbishop Desmond Tutu. He lived under the evils of apartheid. He's an archbishop of my church, but if he didn't have his papers on him, he was subject to arrest and to detention. Requiring papers is what totalitarian states do. It's not the American way. What's to stop a racist sheriff from detaining a fifth-generation American who's a little browner than I am to ask, where are your papers? I think of Mary, Joseph, and Jesus fleeing from Herod to Egypt, and I'm thankful that they were welcomed. They were given refuge and not sent back to danger and insecurity. The alien who resides with you shall be to you as a citizen. Among you, you shall love the alien as yourself, for you were aliens in Egypt.
Lowell Grisham speaking Monday in Springdale in support of a majority of the Supreme Court's decision striking down much of Arizona's immigration law package. Others had different opinions on that matter. Arkansas 3rd District Congressman Steve Womack issued a statement this week that says he's pleased the Supreme Court left intact what he calls the core provision of the Arizona law, allowing local law enforcement with reasonable suspicion to determine individuals' immigration status. Congressman Womack says he remains disappointed that states like Arizona continue to suffer under what he says is the nonfeasance of federal authorities on illegal immigration. Arkansas Senator John Bozeman issued a statement this week saying he was pleased the Supreme Court did leave provision 2B in place, saying the state of Arizona still has the ability to ascertain if a person is in the country legally, a matter the senator calls common sense. Senator Bozeman says the state of Arizona is taking steps to ensure the safety and well-being of its citizens. And this week, the high court also struck down mandatory life sentences without parole for juveniles. Arkansas is among the states with such a law in place. The group Arkansas Advocates for Children and Families applauded the decision, saying minors who commit crimes are more likely than adults to reform their behavior and succeed at rehabilitation. Paul Kelly, senior policy analyst for the group, says the ruling is a step in the right direction.
It upholds the moral and legal findings that children should be treated differently because of their limited capacities, and they also should be given a chance to be rehabilitated and are more likely to do so.
Kelly also says there are 68 people who were sentenced to life in prison without parole as juveniles in Arkansas. With the decision, those people will now be resentenced.